Hey there, and welcome to the Dynamics Hot Dish Podcast, serving up stories and knowledge on Dynamics 365 and the Power Platform. This is What's Hot in Dynamics. You're now joining Merlin Schweiger, Liz McGlennon, and Ashley Steiner.
You just say that because you just prefer to make fun of me all the time.
It is my favorite hobby.
Understand. I can only imagine how sad you'd be. If this podcast ever comes to an end, you can't pick on me on a regular basis anymore.
I'll just text you. I'll think of stuff. Be like, dude, show me the rat tail.
We still have not seen a picture of that rat tail.
Especially with it over your shoulder.
I know.
We have
a due date? Do you have to go to your mom's house?
I know. I'm legit gonna call your mom and be like, hey, I need a picture of.
Do you have her phone number handy?
I will get
her on speed dial.
Merlin's mom's phone number. Man, if I Google that, I'm sure I could find it. I'll ask Molly. It'll be fine.
I don't know if Molly's got a picture either.
Molly for your mom's phone number.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Wasn't following the thread there.
I was. I'm like, there's ways to get this.
Yeah.
My mom is at her house in Wisconsin right now. So she could probably take a snapshot.
So that's your to-do then, Merlin, if you could write a little sticky for yourself.
We just put that on the priority list over here.
You should. Write up at the top. Must-do list.
For the next chit chat.
And so then you can show everyone. I'll display it from my phone on the video, maybe briefly, but.
And then we'll include it in the show notes.
I have to make sure that there are no digital copies that escape.
We'll upload it to the website as your bio.
Actually, we'll just use it as like the tease for the episode.
Yeah,
like
for
on social media.
Yeah. Now he's not going to let us have it, actually. We have to go directly to his mom so that we can get a copy.
I really feel like we should go through Molly and just talk to his mom.
I'll start sending messages now to make sure that she's.
What if we all choose embarrassing? Would it make you feel better if we all did embarrassing pictures from
embarrassing kid pictures.
Middle school, high school era?
That would probably help. Yes.
Yeah, because I've got I used to have a spacer before I did braces because there wasn't enough room for all my teeth. So I started high school with a gap tooth, and I talked dish because I had a big it was horrible. Yeah. So for people just listening, it was that terrible. Imagine starting high school like that. So today we're talking about search and advanced find and just ways to find records in Dynamics, find data. And I think that goes along with that is there's a new feature release for advanced find coming in wave one. Might be a good place to start just to kind of give our thoughts and feedback. Again, totally just disclaimer, I have not actually played with it live, just read about it and seen screenshots.
Same.
I was gonna say, I think we're kind of all in the same boat on that. I like the fact that they're doing something with it and bringing it in line with the rest of the interface. Obviously it's a little bit jarring today to be you've got all this unified interface stuff and everything looks and works the same way. But if you want to use advanced find, then you're I'm back to 2011. It still has the ribbon is literally unchanged. It's exactly the same as it's always been for the last 10, 11 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's hard to go back and forth between that and the UI ribbon because mm-hmm. for people who are just starting out and they have never used that 2011 ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine it opens and you just have no idea.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what is this? So I like that they're upgrading it based on the screenshots. I don't know that I'm super enthusiastic about at least where they've hidden it. Yeah. It seems like it shows up as an extra option. When you click in the search bar, then at the very bottom, there'll be a thing that says you can go here for advanced find. But if you type anything in the search bar, then it's going to start searching right away. And then that thing goes away, which if that's where you want to put it, okay. But why not just leave it there the whole time? Maybe whatever I start typing in, I'm I'm not getting what I want. I would like to go to advanced find. When I got to backspace everything out and then click the thing.
It seems not intuitive and it's going to be more clicks then.
I was just gonna say, can we comment about how Microsoft loves to add clicks to like get to something? Like, okay, fine, you had to, it's one click, you have this pop-up window, but now you have to like pop in the search bar, click one click, you have to click on this thing, and then you have to like, and then the filters show up, and then you have to click one more thing to actually get to like the rows to be able to identify the data. So it's multiple steps to get to that one place where you could before. Which is, I mean, again, like I always try to tell salespeople, like, it's not about the number of clicks. It's about like the quality of what you're getting. So here I am like eating my own words, I guess, but it is annoying.
But that's not what salespeople want to hear. I cannot even begin to count how many implementations over the years people are like, okay, but that's too many clicks. How do we reduce the number of clicks? Like the solution that you built for me looks cool, but I don't want to click that many times. My users don't want to click that many times.
Let's be real though. Salespeople aren't going to be using Advanced Buying.
That's probably true.
Like what's over?
Except your expert one. Like I've had people in the past use it, but like they're the SMEs. They're like the real advanced
the power users, super users. So like no one wants more clicks. Like it's not just salespeople. Like we don't want more clicks to get to it.
It's true.
It's just funny. I've spent my whole life like convincing salespeople that it's okay. And here I am complaining about it.
I mean, yeah, they do like to add clicks.
So I just to be,
it's to push it away, right? It's to keep it there only for the people who need it. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so to be clear, like the advanced find button on the top blue bar is going away.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah. Just want to be sure that, yeah, that's what we understand it to be. But that, yeah, I think that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Now,
well, and it's also kind of frustrating because like I've taught people to, I call it the martini glass. It looks like a martini glass, the filter. And so like, what's frustrating to me is that like, I have ingrained that in people's heads. So now to like, I mean, it's true with any change, right? But it's still frustrating.
You'd be like, where's my martini glass? I need my martini.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they'll remember it if you use things like that. So.
That's a good point. One of the positive change, I think it's a positive change, is that now Advanced Find will only let you search on the tables that are included in your app.
That is which good
I think that's great.
Cool.
Both from like a kind of data pseudo security perspective, like now if it's not in the app, like I don't really have to worry about somebody wandering into that data. And also now I have a good way of filtering down that list of all of the tables that you could ever click on. Because, okay, what you click on that list today and the first 20 items are like a bunch of like AI stuff.
That's what I think partly made Advanced Find so hard to use is that it, like, how would a normal end user like look at that giant list of tables and like understand the data structure enough to like know what to pick? Like it would just be overwhelming. Uh-huh. So I agree. Like uh-huh. I think from a usability perspective, that helps a lot.
Yeah. Well, and how many times have you like created a new table with the same display name as an existing table?
Yeah.
And then you don't realize it necessarily because it's not, you're obviously only putting yours in the app, and then you get into Advanced Find, you're like, oh wait, which one is mine?
So does it filter down the list of fields too?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that would be cool, because the same problem applies to fields.
But fields don't.
Don't you have that searchable option? You can make it, but it removes it from one place.
Really
but from the
updates
other.
That.
Well, you know, well, a good admin list that has a lot of time.
Right. I've seen it happen like 2 times in 10 years.
I don't think that it will filter fields because fields aren't app aware.
But forms are, and the form knows what fields are on it.
Now you're just thinking that it's way too smart, Liz.
No, but then it's then it's gonna have to look at all your forms to see which fields are on the forms. It's gonna have to look at all your views to see which fields are in your views.
Like I didn't think it would. I just then thought it would I'd ask.
Like it would take
Microsoft add that in.
No, go add that to the idea site.
It would take too long to load up. There's no way.
Okay, so what does this mean for an admin then that like wants to use the Advanced Find and maybe they need to report or filter, you know, pull data that isn't in the app?
Well, then you make your admin app.
Yeah, so I guess that was going to be my suggestion too. As the admin at our company, I have an admin app that just literally has everything in it. Every form, every view. I've even created some like system views that are only for the admin app just to put all the data in one place. And I think that's super manageable because if you just put everything in it, you don't have to like constantly update it.
Yeah. And I feel like if I were an admin, I would kind of want to do that anyway, just because I don't know. I feel like I'd want to have the things that are important to me as the admin and also everything else. I wouldn't want to have to like go into Advanced Find every time to be like, oh, well, I need to see what this particular data in this other table is. Like,
well, especially if you're like, for us, we have two different integrations to our ERP system. So we use two different, simple example, we have two different customer fields. So if I'm in one app, one customer field appears, but if I'm in another app, a different customer field is the one, customer number is the one that we use. So it's like, I can't put them both in the same view because people are going to freak out if like, so in my admin app, like every view that I have has both of those. And so it's just, I mean, yeah. I think that there's a lot of circumstances where an admin app makes sense. And I think the new Advanced Find is one of them, but there's a ton of existing reasons why you should have one.
This is only a supporting reason. So I presume that Microsoft is revising Advanced Find and making it maybe a little bit harder to get to because they want most users to use the already available like filter and column adjuster thing, which is reasonably good. All I would ask from the product team is if I have made a change to a view where those little buttons are for like the adjust columns and the do the filters, just pop another little button there that's just a little save for me.
Yeah, so and saving needs to be easier.
Because mm-hmm. otherwise it's like, I got to go here, 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 save this. No.
When I think it's, for me, sure, like as an admin, fine, I remember whatever, I have to go all these places, but like trying to like, I'm like, hey, cool, salespeople, you can add your own columns now. And then they do it, they forget where to save it. And then they're like, it didn't save. Now I'm back in and it's not there. And I'm like, okay,
well, let's do this again. It puts an asterisk on the view name when it's not saved.
Right, but like what salesperson is going to notice that?
Okay. And if you navigate away, it goes away. And when
it doesn't warn you. Are you sure you want to move away? Because you haven't saved your changes. It does not do that.
And I don't need it to warn me. I don't even care about the asterisk. I just want a little save button to show up. If a little save button showed up, and I'd be like, oh, if I want to save this, I just click the little button.
I'm going to be more needy. I would love a prompt.
End users would need it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so as like somebody who works with end users every day, a prompt would be amazing.
I suppose. I don't
know. But it is a cool direction, right? Like, I feel like this is how things always go with Microsoft, right? They release something and you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you find all the things wrong with it. And that's all we ever talk about are the things that are wrong with it.
But hey, we should be really excited that the Advanced Find is getting an update.
How many times have we talked about that over the last 10 years that like nothing has changed?
And it's always hard to use. Like people really complain about the UI and the UI is super, it's just so different than the rest of the UI and unified interface now.
I remember at Summit when they used to have like the Microsoft panels and it was Q&A, that was always a question that would come up is like, are you going to make changes to Advanced Find? Are you going to like every year? And they would always be like, no, it's not on the roadmap. But maybe with COVID they had time to like just sit and code stuff. I don't know. Cause the last summit I went to was where they had a Microsoft panel, was 2019. And they said, no, it wasn't on the roadmap. So I guess a lot can change in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they listened to the community.
Yeah, right.
And prioritized it.
Be interesting that they finally listen.
Well, you know, at a certain point, it's not broke. Don't fix it.
Yeah.
It wasn't broken. It just looked terrible. I had a former coworker who was very, very opposed to Advanced Find. It was like, don't ever show anybody Advanced Find. Don't show them the training. Don't show them the demos. Just never talk about Advanced Find because I hate it and it's terrible.
Interesting.
I don't think you should start ever with Advanced Find. Like you got to gauge your audience and feel out if they're ready. But like one of my favorite moments is always when you get that like subset of like super users or power users that you're like, okay, we're going to go to the next level and teach you Advanced Find. And then like the light bulb goes off, but they're like, oh my gosh, I can get to any of the data or whatever data I want. And they like get really excited. And so, no, it's not for everyone. And you don't want to overwhelm like kind of your general beginner end user with it. But for the right person, it's really powerful. And I think, it's going to really help them get more value out of the system if they know how to use it.
Mm-hmm. So I think a part of that though is so like now you find the Advanced Find, gosh, that was hard to say, in like the search bar. I mean, we should talk about how the search has changed. Now it's just, there's no such thing as relevant search or global search. It's just
categorized search.
It's all together, right? You don't have to enable relevant search. It's
Decide which one you want to use.
Right. And like train your users on like setting, or you have to set their settings for them or things like that. It's just.
And what is it called now? The Dataverse search?
Yeah. Dataverse search.
Just probably. Search.
But there's the quick find search. Like this is still kind of a global search.
So I call it, so when I train people, I call it local search because it sort of searches just the local data that you have on your screen. And then I call it global search because it searches the entire system. So internally, that's what I've called it to like have it make sense to the our end users. But I don't know if like other people have used other, I'd love to hear what other people call it or how you describe it to internal folks that you're training. So maybe that's a good comment for people to leave.
Probably true.
And then the local or the quick find search has also changed. Like that used to be its own view with its own set of parameters. And now that search searches within the view that you're on. So it's like, I think is a big improvement too, because that always confused people.
Right, because it would pull up anything regardless, and you had to have
what would pull up columns. What was defined in that view that the view that no one knew was there,
right. Well, and the columns now stay the same too, like that's really like that is like when that change happened I was like this is gold, like because then people aren't being taken to like a whole nother search screen.
The ironic part here is that I'm so like habituated into the old way that I still to this day will type something into the quick find and then be like, oh right, this isn't my context, so of course it, and then I gotta go up to the other search and I type it again. Like I literally search twice because I can't remember that now it just searches on the view that I'm looking at.
I mean, it even says like search in this view.
I know.
No, but I do the same thing. I like the global search better. I just always use that all the time.
See, and I don't like the global search because it gives you too many results in my opinion. So like, let's say that you're searching for Target as a company, like any company that has the word Target in their name is going to appear. And so
it probably depends on your data set.
Right. And so for us, like we could have, depending on the company that's in our system, they could have a record for every Target location across the United States.
Oh, sure.
Because we're servicing all of them. But let's say you were just looking for the corporate office because that's who you wanted to reach out to. Now you're left with like tens of thousands of results trying to find the one corporate office where like I could just create you a view of all your corporate offices and then search there. So it's actually kind of hard. Like I have users all the time say, oh, this is like the local search. I call it that internally. Yeah. The local search is so much easier. Like, why did I not know about this? And I'm like, well, because the search bar at the top is just so inviting. Like it's just there. You want to use it. But depending on your data set or how you use it or, you know, what you're looking for, it can be not, I can see benefits and negatives to both of them.
Usually me, I'm like, oh, I just need to find Ashley's contact record. So I just type Ashley and I don't know if I own Ashley's contact or if Liz owns Ashley's contact or somebody else owns it. And so if I'm looking at the wrong view, then Ashley doesn't come up. And I'm like, where the hell's Ashley? Oh, right. I searched in just the My Contacts view.
Just change your default view to all contacts.
That's probably what I should do.
Not all. Active.
True.
But yes, the new search. I'm actually surprised it took Microsoft that long to get to just like the Google search experience. Like just type in what you're looking for and it'll come up. Like, why did that take so long?
I never really understood why we had two global search options for so long. And like, I just don't, it's like, why are you making us choose which, like what we want to use?
Right. Well, and I also like that you can identify which tables show up in that result of the global search. Like, so we only have like four or five actual tables appear, but you can
and you should configure that. Like you should not leave it on the default and you should think about your business and what you want to show up. That is because like Teams is when that's not considered and that's not configured because it's really impactful to the search experience.
It is. Well, especially for us because like, so we're in the printer industry, right? So like all of our printers have serial numbers. Well, our salespeople know the serial numbers of those machines. So they just want to search that serial number for that account to show up to all this information. So it's like, why would you not configure it to the way that your people are using the system? So for us, like, I took out a bunch of the like out of the box tables and added a bunch of our custom ones because it just made more sense. So I agree with you, Liz. It's, you have to do that.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. I don't feel as passionately as Liz does about it, but I agree.
I do like it when Liz gets passionate about stuff though.
It's like, ooh, that is a pet peeve.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's, you know.
Can we please
do a podcast of just- It should just be part of the project. What were you gonna say, Ashley?
I was gonna say we should do a podcast of just Liz's pet peeves. Like,
what we could do Liz? All of our pet peeves.
A Let's pet start peeves with podcast. You.
It's gonna be a long one.
Wow.
Is make fun of Liz gonna become a new hashtag?
It doesn't have the same ring to it. Pick as on Liz. Make fun of Merlin. Pick on Liz. Laugh at Liz.
Laugh at Liz. There we go.
You gotta have some alliteration going to make it more catchy.
Yep.
I'll avoid that as long as I can. Any other thoughts that you guys have or like suggestions for people as they make the transition or as they're trying to get their end users to use the search effectively or advanced find?
I mean, are we making the assumption that all of our listeners know about the wildcard and the asterisks? Because I feel like that's a classic thing to like train end users on.
Except and in the global search, you don't need it now.
Yeah, that's true. But in the quick find search, you still do.
Right.
Yeah.
Good old asterisk.
And you can use the asterisk. We have a lot, you know, like if you have WL, right? And you have no idea if there's like a dot between like WL company. Like you can use the asterisk in the middle of stuff too. It's not just in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something people don't
remember. Yeah. Like if you're unsure of like space and punctuation and
I believe you can also use a question mark as a single character wildcard.
Oh,
so the asterisk is any number of characters wildcard. But if you only want a single character wildcard, like I don't know if it's a space, a dot, a dash, a semicolon, you can just use a question mark.
How long have we had that?
Well, if it's still in the system, then it's been there since 2011.
I've never knew. Ashley, did you know that?
Had no idea. Like, I am in total shock.
Merlin, why have you been withholding such critical information for 10 years?
I feel like there was never any reason to use the question mark because you could just use the asterisk. Like, what if it's more than one character and now your question mark is pointless?
I don't know, random trivia knowledge for CRM.
Yeah, we could have lost trivia night because you didn't share that with us, Merlin.
Well, hopefully, Ashley, I would have been on the same team, and so I would have known the answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't have invited you.
Ooh, harsh. Well, then I'm glad you lost this theoretical trivia night that didn't happen.
We should look to see, Merlin, we should look to see if that like is still true, though, that question mark.
Let's test it.
It's true. I do want to test that now. I'm kind of curious.
That's your homework, Merlin. Go test it and then tell us. And we'll
We give Merlin homework.
Yeah, we'll have to nag him to do it.
any lasting thoughts?
I have a question about the quick find because I have not had to configure it in a while. So this is just, I generally don't know. Have they changed the fact that do you still need to determine like what fields it's searching in?
Yes.
And so there's still some place, is that still a view or
it's
where
still
do you-
in the same? Yeah. So there's still a quick find view, even though the view doesn't actually get used.
Right.
Just the like what to search.
The find column.
The configure. Configure find column, whatever it's called. Yeah. So you still have to identify, because I've noticed that like in our environment, people are like, oh, I'm trying to search by email address. And I'm like, well, shouldn't it just be there? But it's not. So you have to like,
I wish it would like, and maybe there's a reason why they haven't done this. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. But like, I wish it would just take the view that you're on and then let you search the columns that are visible in that view. Like, I feel like that would be more intuitive instead of separate set of fields in the background that no one really can see.
Well, I feel like that should be the standard. And then maybe on the back end, you can identify, like, always search these three in addition to whatever is in the view or something. Like, I feel like that would be the most ideal. Because, you know, people are looking at that data and they're like, oh, I want to search by zip code. But what if you don't have that?
Right. So I guess if that's still the case and that hasn't changed, like I'd always view the best practice then as being pretty mindful about what you're turning on for that search. So if we think like about numbers you might have in the system, like phone number, address, zip code, maybe a customer ID, I'm sure there's plenty of other numbers. Like, and so if you're saying, oh, I want to search on all of that, and then it's returning results, like you don't really, you're going to potentially get really messy results back. And so like, I've been on projects where they ask for basically like everything in the world turned on for that, for searching. And it's like, no, I really think we need to take a step back and think about what columns, what fields are most relevant, because you don't get to define that. Like, you can't say like, I'm going to search on phone number here. Like, you are just searching for that number in any of those fields.
Yep. Well, and what we did is I do the full address. So if you want to search by the zip code, you have to use the wildcard. Because okay. Like, to your point, there are so many number type options. So like, so I've just done the full address. So if it's the, if you're looking for the state, the city, zip code, you have to use the wildcard.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
Especially because like states are two letters. So like, you know.
Well, states are text and can be anything.
That's true.
Out of the box, but that's a different problem.
Such a different problem.
I mean, yeah, data standardization when it comes to searching. Those right. text fields are fun.
They sure are. That's where that asterisk comes in. Just throw asterisks everywhere.
Or misspellings.
No. That you can't fix with an asterisk.
Yeah, I can't fix that one. Yeah, I assume that they still limit the columns because every column that you make searchable, I believe on the database side, they're adding an index for it. And so it's like a database performance thing.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But it would make sense to just search on the columns that I can see. And if I want to search on zip code and I'm not looking at the zip code, then I should just add the zip code column and then I should do my search. But
right.
I agree. Makes too much sense, Liz. You're like using common sense here.
I am just repeating all the feedback and questions I've gotten from all my years of working with kind of the average end user and then being like, why doesn't it work like this? And you're like, it just doesn't. Sorry.
Yeah. There's probably some architectural hurdle where they're like, well, but we built it to work this way. And now to build it to work that way, we have to like undo all of these things and redo them, or who knows.
So going back to how like the quick find searches within the view now, do you guys remember when we had that in 2011 when you could like use the client to interact with the whole system? Neither of you. So you know how like in the old Outlook client, you like some oh, people like you would have like
the whole database,
you, right? Outlook. Like you would yes. do all your work in Outlook in CRM.
Yes, yeah. I worked at a company that went with Dynamics over Salesforce because of that.
And
they
so,
wanted the ability yeah. to like just be in Outlook the whole time.
So there was two differences with that that we lost for a long, long time. And it was the quick find would actually use the context of the view to search within. And then we had like conditional formatting in that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm happy that they like we had that in 2011. And then now they've finally brought it back.
Interesting how like there's a circle.
Like the left navigation and the tabs. Right. Yeah.
And that like headers in the white space and the yeah. All right. Any other thoughts, Merlin, Liz, on topic?
I don't think so. Let's wrap it up.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for sharing and thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Dynamics Hot Dish Podcast. For additional content and previous episodes, check out our website at dynamicshotdish.com. Follow us on Twitter at dynamicshotdish. And subscribe to our podcast for notifications. Thanks. See you next time.